Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers. God bless you. God bless you. This is a wonderful day, for the Lord God has made this day, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. God is so good. He's so wonderful. He's kind. Oh, my God. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. It's tea time. Yes, it is. Good morning, Mother. God bless you. And it's tea time with Yeshua and me. Hallelujah. Yes, but we are part of the Traveling Cafe, and we ask and invite you to have a seat at the gold table. Now, gold reminds us of the extension of God's grace to us through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when we sit at the table, we are reminded of God's grace extended to us. Amen. Oh, it's all about him. It's all about, and there is not one time or one thing that's not about him. Everything is all about him. God first. Amen. For his love. Can you imagine the love that one would have? If you ever felt like you've never been loved, just stop and think. And I think more than that, just stop and receive. Slow down. Move all the negativity, all the hurt, all the pain, and just stop and receive. Oh my God, his love. All you have to do is receive it. Just stop. When things feel hopeless, just stop. When confusion comes, that's not of him. Just stop and think of his goodness and his love. And you could say, well, if he loved me, why would he allow all these things to happen? But nevertheless, and I'm not careless saying this, I know what it feels like, but just stop. And no matter what comes our way, he's in control. God got it. If we could ever shatter that enclosure, woo, and let the love of God just flow, the love of God, the Almighty God, just flow through us and over us. Just receive his love. Hallelujah. We have to stop. And we know who we are and whose we are. When we can just stop amidst all the chaos and remember God is in control. That's why we're so anxious to read. And there are other scriptures that confirm that he is the Almighty God. When we know that without a shadow of a doubt, when it is all, when it gets in us, hey, God, when it gets in us, Almighty God, it diffuses doubt and hopelessness. It diffuses it. No matter what, and it strengthens us because you know who you belong to. You know who your Father is. You know who your Creator is. You know whom, with whom you believe. You know when you pray. You know who you're praying to. It's not just sending some words out in the atmosphere and hoping and wishing and hoping in something. Well, I got faith. Yeah, okay. In who? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In who? Faith in yourself? And yeah, you went to school and you did all of these things to prepare yourself. But it's God who gives you the strength and the ability to accomplish these things, believe it or not. It'll end up, for those who don't believe, it'll end up in those who believe only in their own strength. That's false. That's hopelessness. It has no substance. It has no substance. Hallelujah. Because a wind is going to come. A breeze is going to blow. And you have to be wrapped around that rock. And that rock is Yeshua, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's a vain thing to trust in yourself. Hallelujah. Trust in the God in whom you believe, that knowing that he has given you the strength and the ability to accomplish and do mighty works for him. Hallelujah. To be an example for him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so this morning we're going to do as we always do. We're going to read our scriptures, because to get in us, we are not going to have any doubts. God is going to just any ounce of doubt be diffused. And watch. Oh my God. It's going to be amazing when we realize what God is doing in us and through us. And you say, oh God, I want to accomplish this. But it's when your eyes are open and you see what you are accomplishing and what you're doing and how you have it right there. And you're like, oh God, oh God. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anything lightly. Observe. Be very observant. And watch what happens. Let's read our scripture. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And the darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that in it was, and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Excuse me. Genesis 1 and 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. The evening and the morning, the first day. It's just something about that I just love. Oh my God. God did that. Oh my God. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth their herbs, and bring forth grass and herb yielding seed, and the seed and the fruit trees yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs, yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose fruit was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. Genesis 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fire. Oh my God. Oh my God. Help me, Lord. Oh God. Oh. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, oh, great God, and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every living creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that move upon the earth. Hallelujah. All the authority, the power, and the dominion that we had under fire on the earth. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Ooh, glory. Walk this earth in authority. Not subject to sin. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ooh, glory. It was perfect. It was good. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm going to ask you to read Genesis 5, 30 verses, and I can't, for the sake of time, read all of it. But I want you to remember this and key in on this. Isaiah 5, verse 7. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah his pleasant plants. And he looked for judgment, but behold, opposition; for righteousness, but behold, crime. Woe unto them that join houses to house, that lay field to field, till there be no place, that they may be placed alone in the midst of the earth. And my eyes, says the Lord of hosts, many houses shall be desolate, even great and fair, without inhabitants. I wanted you to see that Jesus referred and talked about this in watching. And when you realize that you are God's vineyard and He expects fruit, He expects good fruit to come forth from His vineyard. And when we don't produce that which is pleasing in His sight, let's just say it becomes a problem. Jesus' vineyard, Jesus talks about and give a parable of the vineyard. But what we need to do is just think about producing good fruit for the kingdom. Amen. Walk in the authority that God has given you. That doesn't mean you're turning your nose and you're brutal and you're arrogant. No. Walk as a child of God in this earth in power, not subject to the frailties of man. Know how when temptation comes. First, we know that we're leaning and depending on God for everything. And when temptation comes, we don't yield to it. That's why I read Psalms 1. We don't get our advice from the world or worldly people. We're not trying to look like them. We're trying to get them to look like us. So our fruit, the way we conduct ourselves, the power that we have, knowing that we can speak those things that be not that as though they were, knowing that we have a God and that we must answer to, and we're not doing it to get something. We're living a holy, righteous life because that's who we are. That's the kingdom that we're in. Our DNA has changed. Behold, the new creation. The one that walking and talking and knowing the voice of God and pleasing our Father, yet knowing that if we fall, if something happened that causes us to sin and do unrighteousness, that He is, if we confess it, He is just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and we don't wallow in it. How about that? Pure and clean and holy, producing good fruit, bringing forth souls for the kingdom of God. Yes, people see you and begin to say, what is it about them? I want to know. I want that. Yes, and there'll be some who won't like you. Yes, they'll talk about you, lie on you, all of that. But you're higher than that. You're higher than that. Oh, God, like the eagle, you're higher than that. Yes, you're so high that when that comes, it's like the height just destroys it. It can't sustain that high. Just saying. And I know Sunday is the day of Pentecost, but when we think of that, when the church was birthed and what it meant, oh my God, whew, Jesus, when we think of that, Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, listen to what it says. And when the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, and one. And when the day of Pentecost has fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them cleaving tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongue, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And they were dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews, devout men out of every nation under the heavens. You know, we have power once the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We have power. We have power once the Holy Ghost has come upon us. We have power. But once the Holy Ghost, they were, what did they do? They began to speak in other tongues. And it says that devout men from all over were there, and they heard them, and they heard them in their own language. Once the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we are vessels of the Almighty God. They could not have planned that. But it was in God's plan. So let's not try to figure out God's plan. Let's just ask God to make us where we are. We're sensitive. Oh, God, please. We're sensitive to His move. We're sensitive to His will. We hear His voice, and we know it, and another we won't follow. We hear His voice. We hear, and we get the instructions from Him. Hallelujah. And they didn't have instructions. They had instructions. They were just, until the Holy Ghost, they were endowed with power. That's what, that was their part. And they were there on one accord. Mighty things happen when the people of God get together. Ooh, praying on one accord. Praying. Focusing in. And the Holy Ghost came. And the birth of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you need to ask yourself, who were they that were in the upper room? And that's a subject for another time. Who were they that were in the upper room? Hey, glory, hallelujah. Reduce God to our own little prejudices and our own little thinking. Who were in the upper room? Who were they? Hallelujah. 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 I thank God for how He moves and how He rules. He is the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute authority. Besides Him, there is none other. That's just the way it is. Besides Him, there is none. He is the only true and living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Besides Him, none. He is the only true. And so when we belong to Him and He uses us, when we're available, when we've kept ourselves righteous and holy, but in Him and through Him, outside of Him, we can't do what? Nothing. And they couldn't either. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good and He loves us. Now, my brothers and my sisters, we are wanting to remember all that is going on, the looting and the uproar and our society here in America. We've been in cover-up. We're pretending that everything is just fine with us, and that's a lie. It's not, and it has not, and we have not come to true repentance. And It has come to me that every time we think of a young man or boy or we see one, just ask God to cover him in the blood of Jesus. Say, God, cover him. You don't have to know. Just say, God, cover him. You see him on television, God, cover him. You see him as you're passing in the streets, God, cover him. God, cover him. God, cover him in the blood. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Cover them, God. Hallelujah. There's a war going on against our black youth and our black men in particular. There's a spiritual war going on against them, against their purpose. Yeah, boss. Oh, my God. Ramakuba. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Against their purpose. Rema Sekoma. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Yes, against their purpose. God, we lift them up before you in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We plead with you, God, to save all. Mighty God, Reba Seko, Ramadidioseka, Rebe Seka, oh God, oh God, oh God, we have sinned against thee. Oh, we didn't keep them wrapped up and tied up in your word, Almighty God. We neglected teaching them the ways of their maker and creator, their deliverer, and their God. Oh God, have mercy. We forgot who delivered us. Who brought us out of 400 years of slavery? We forgot, Almighty God. We got relaxed, Almighty God. Rebbe Seka, who heard our cry. Rama Seko Masa. We mixed ourselves. We allowed our attitude to change. Oh God, oh God. We want to be like the oppressors. Oh God, Almighty. We ask that you forgive us, God, in the name of Yeshua. Almighty God, Almighty God. Oh God. Save our young people, Almighty God, all those that would do us harm, Almighty God, Almighty God, have mercy, God. You see and you know, Rabbi Sika, from whence it started, Almighty God, Rabbi Sika, Shambhidididio, Almighty God, we ask God that you bring in this nation, Rema, not a form of godliness, not a form of righteousness. Almighty God, we need you. We need you, God, to bring this nation together. Sheba Seko, Remo Seko, Rema Seko, all the blood that was spilled, all the greed, Almighty God, we have sinned against thee, Master. Reba Seko, Shamba Kodanidia, have mercy, God. Rema Seko. Oh God, have mercy, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. We have no safety but in you. We have no hope, oh God, but in you. Have mercy, Lord God, have mercy, oh God, and you see with the children are doing to each other. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, send help from the sanctuary. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Send help, Father, from the sanctuary.
Koba Shamedidio Rebo Koshanadina. Fill our mouth with words that when we come in the presence of that you'll speak through us and to them, Almighty God, when we place our feet where they are, let change come by instantly, Almighty God. Rabbi Sonadio, Rama Sonadio, oh God, and let the church, oh God, not be compromising, but help Almighty God a place that they can grow and learn of you, Almighty God. Almighty God, thank you. Bless your wonderful circle, for we know that you know, and your eyes see, God. Rebels, help Almighty God diffuse Almighty God and those that would incite it for their own purpose. All the uproar. Oh, Shembekaba. Oh God, Rebels, Shembekaba. Oh God, it's far too much. It's far too much. This nation, Almighty God, it's far too much. All that's going on. Rema, we need you to intervene. Oh, Shamba, Rema, Reba, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, sovereign God. Rabbi Sekor, Rama Sedada. We thank you now, Master. We thank you for your protection. We thank you. Oh God, hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name is altogether lovely. Oh God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Almighty God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Almighty God. Almighty God, you are our only hope. Almighty God, we thank you in Yeshua's name, in Jesus the Christ. Our closing scriptures. Oh Lord God Almighty, our healer, our deliverer, our provider. Oh God, the God that fights for his people. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, every system of man we lift up before you. Yes, we do. Almighty God, thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Numbers, hallelujah. 1:24-26. I'm sorry, Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry, and he delivered out of all my trouble. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so does the Lord God surround those who put their trust in him. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, trust. Hallelujah. Our faith look up to you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now,
unto him that is able, he's able, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Thank God for each one that was on this morning. God bless you. Some will be going to church and some will still be on Facebook and so many other the other venues. God bless you, and your service may be a rewarding and renewing time for you this Sunday. Pray for me as I pray for you, and we pray for our nations and the nations around the world. And let's really pray for the saints of God. Hallelujah. Around this world and the missionaries and those that God has placed in authority. Hallelujah. And the governors and the mayors and the, all those that are in authority in the secular world. Let's pray for them. Hallelujah. That God give them strength and wisdom. Hallelujah. And direction. We yield to the authority, hallelujah, of the Most High God. For this earth belongs to him. He is the maker of it. And all souls belong to him. He is the giver and the receiver of life. And man is made in the image of God. Hallelujah. And he's very stern about that. Hallelujah. About the life of man. Oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name and we thank you. I pray God will continue to lead and guide you. And that you will never forget that the God of all is your Father, and he loves you, and he changed not. From generation to generation, his love, his mercy, and his kindness has been extended to his children. Go in peace, go in love, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God bless you. Until we meet again at the appointed place, the appointed time. This has been my prayer. That you never forget that you are loved by the Most High God. Amen and God bless.